About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
Hey, what's going on, Klein and Ellie?
Are you ready?
Hello, Klein and Ellie, you little bitch.
Klein and Ellie, it's just okay.
Just don't let things bother you too much.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, what up, Klein and Ellie?
Whoa, sweet devil steak, did you see that?
Be the Klein and Ellie show.
Let's get the show started. The show started. Show started.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
It's Klein and Ellie Show. 106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County.
The sonic pulse of Los Angeles.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Hell yeah, good morning. Welcome to your K-Rock, your Klein and Ellie Show. Lots to get into this morning, lots to give you as well if you want to interact with the show. Remember these numbers. You'll need them. 800-520-1067. Start paying attention to everything that happens immediately, starting at this exact moment for the remainder of the show. Could score you some access to the Ocean Way Festival happening in Santa Monica. The Killers. And that's enough right there. But, of course, Sublime will also be there. And Jack White and many others. And all you got to do is answer some questions at the end of the show today about things that happened on the show. Yesterday, our contestant went a perfect 3 for 3 right out of the gate.
Yeah, she took tons of notes.
She took notes. She got through. She knew the answers. And now she's going to the festival. So it is very winnable. And today is your day to become a winner. So just start listening to everything that happens on the show today. And I'll tease you right now, let you know some of the stuff you can look forward to. We have one of the members of Cage the Elephant stopping by to hang out with us during the show today, play some new music as well.
New music. I don't know about it. I think they've lost a step.
Let me hear it.
I think you have it on your end.
Oh, you're being serious.
I like their new song.
I thought Omar was going to play it.
Really?
Here it is. I thought Omar was going to play it.
I'm on my hands and knees. Who's going to come for me? Tell all the magazines. I'm a celebrity. Somebody take me home. They're trying to bury me. I'm going back to those beaches in Tennessee.
That wasn't remastered yet, though. That was before.
Oh, okay. Those harmonies, man. They're not hitting, dude.
They're not like they used to. But I think that actually is Brad Schultz performing with one of his children. Because I think all
this. I just thought Matt was like totally giving up after having a baby.
It's possible. It's very possible.
Man, he sounds tired.
We'll get into some Cage in the studio a little bit later today, and something that I don't think any of us are looking forward to. But it doesn't mean we're not going to do it. For the first time ever, we'll be spinning this wheel. It is called Roulette, Sally. It is a roulette wheel with different types of Taylor Farms bag lettuce. And we will be forced to eat the lettuce that is causing people to spend days and weeks in the hospital.
I really didn't think this story was going to take off the way it did. There's like thousands of cases now.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem to be going away. And there's a lot of blame being placed. And I feel bad for Taco Bell a little bit.
Yeah, we went all over the place to find the proper lettuce, the recalled lettuce, which we will be eating during the show today. And here's what could happen to us.
Jessica Mallard is still recovering from a 3-week bout with cyclosporiasis.
I'm really, really weak. I lay down a lot. Like this morning I struggled getting up.
She believes
like me every morning. I get that.
So we all have cyclosporiasis.
She believes she was infected after eating bag salad from Taylor Farms, landing her in the hospital for 10 days.
Oh. So that's what we got ourselves. We got a bunch of these different
bags. How much is that worth, by the
bag
way?
Bag salads. Lawsuit-wise?
Yeah, lawsuit-wise.
I don't know if they're going to... I mean, eventually they'll settle with some of these people, but I would imagine if enough people get involved in this, you know, it'll be a check for a couple of bucks for everyone.
Dude,
I don't think they're on the hook.
I'll eat all the lettuce.
Well, great.
$10,000 a day.
We're getting a lot of it. So today, get ready for some roulettes, baby. Roulettes.
You know what? I wasn't going to participate because I'm pregnant, but because of the money, I think I'm in.
All right. Let's go.
You know how much more money I could get?
Yeah.
That's true.
You're going to need it, too, because in a moment, Allie's going to put her money up for grabs, and you could take it from her. And all you got to do is get on the phone, 800-520-1067. We will do some Ali Knows the News as we kick things off. First, some Smashing Pumpkins on your KROQ. Call now, play the game, win some of Ali's money. And if you do not take Ali's $100 because you know more about the news than she does, we will give you a consolation prize. And that could be some very limited edition Klein Ali Show merch, a hat, a shirt that proves to the world you've never been intimate with Jake. The choice is yours. Once again, the same guy who thinks, Ali, that this entire game is rigged, that it is unwinnable, has given us more reasons why he believes that Ali Knows the News is a complete scam, and we are trying to pull one over on the listeners.
I heard the guy's complaint today, but he forgot to mention some major new details. For one, when Ali steps outside to get sequestered, she goes to the kitchen or the chicken coop where the show is clearly on. How else do people react in the kitchen, and Johnny and Vanessa respond to things say?
Want to confirm that or deny that?
In the kitchen, which is where I am, yes, is separate from the chicken coop. And yes, in the chicken coop, they can hear the show, but they close the door. And in the kitchen, they change the station so that I cannot hear the show.
Okay, so there's your that point has been addressed before many times.
It's like the news station in the kitchen.
Right. It's a terrible. It's Ali has to learn things. I mean, technically, you could argue it's cheating because she's learning, hearing about the news. But usually, it's some long commercial break anyway.
It's usually a commercial break at that time.
So she once again, not listening to this show as it's happening. So sorry, sir.
Two, when Klein says, let's let Ali back in, she opens the door almost immediately.
That is very false. The amount of times I have to say it over and over again while she's sitting there having some conversation in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Usually someone else, like Vanessa, will have headphones on or something listening to the show. If it's on, she'll have to yell to Ali, get in there, get in there. But also, I will sometimes signal to her with my hands, which you don't hear, buddy, but I'll say, get in here.
Yeah.
Come in here.
And I can kind of time, like, now that I'm out there every day, I can kind of time out how long I think it lasts.
She's come in here
so
early.
So I'm
kind of
standing near the door, even though I can't hear, and then I'll either get a yell from Vanessa or I'll get a nod from
Klein.
Should
just give her the shot caller. Give her a quick shot.
Oh, it's a great idea.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
That way we'll
know. This is working fine.
So let's do that. Omar's right.
We can improve upon this.
Put the shot caller on her. We can hit the button the second we're ready for you.
Yep.
Thank you, sir, for calling.
No buffer at all. Third, telltale sign that she hears what's going on. She almost always answers exactly what the contestant answers when she doesn't know the answer. Can't be more obvious.
What?
Okay. You guys need to do more better.
Why would I purposely answer the same wrong answer?
Well, once again, this guy's on to us. And if you'd like Ali's money in the unwinnable game known as Ali Knows the News, call now, 800-520-1067. $100 up for grabs. It is on the level. We are not cheating. We've paid out. Ali has paid out by herself thousands of dollars. And today we'll throw in some limited edition merch as well. If we are cheating.
It doesn't go your way, you always want to say it's cheating.
Right. But if we are, we're terrible at it because you still pay a lot of money out. So we'll be right back with that after this on KROQ. Easy money. You can take some of Ali's cash if you want in. And all you got to do is be on the phone right now, answer some questions about stuff happening in the news. People have oftentimes accused us of rigging this game so that Ali doesn't have to pay the people. But nothing makes us happier than when Ali loses because she gets all salty and it puts her in a foul mood for the whole day. And then her wife yells at her when she gets home. And it's fun for everyone.
Especially, that sounds all terrible, and I don't know why you enjoy that.
Especially because you
guys are stupid assholes.
Right.
You are.
That was a day that Ali lost money, and about 3 hours later, she called us all a bunch of stupid assholes.
Because you were.
Well,
and you still are.
Well, thank you. Take that as a badge of honor. I'll wear that. Hey, Reba.
Same.
Burbank, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Klein.
You have an opportunity. Sweet dibbits to you. You have an opportunity now to ruin Allie's day, and we are rooting for you. Of course, if you take her money, you answer more questions than she does correctly about the news, you're in. If you lose, though, we will still hook you up with some limited edition Klein Ali Show merch. If you've never been intimate with Jake, we can send you a shirt to prove it, or if you want one of those Make Ali Fat Again hats, those could be yours as well. The choice is yours. She's leaving the K-Rock studios now, so she can go and sequester herself. And this is what I like to call my nice break in the show, where Ali gets out of here and she's gone. Oh, I heard that. You can't say. I think Ali just swore at me.
She did?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
That's good. You couldn't hear it over the beeping as she was moving.
Okay.
Let's say, all right, Reba, here we go. Five questions are on the board, and your round officially begins right now.
Ali Knows the News.
There's a tropical storm that's going by what name right now, currently churning in the Gulf? Tropical storm what?
Tropical storm, let's go Bertha.
Bertha. We're going to go question number two. 74 years later, what was just found in the Atlantic Ocean?
Let's say a shipwreck.
Shipwreck. Go to question number three. 16 pounds of what was just seized at the L.A. port of entry?
Monitor lizard.
Monitor lizard. We go to question number four. Mini moon pies, maybe not the most popular dessert, but they have just released a limited edition flavor. What flavor is it?
Let's see. Three, two, one. Peach cobbler.
Oh, man. The red flag has gone up here. You're under watch and scrutiny for potential cheating, so do not take a long time answering this final question. We go to question number five. The American Heart Association has just said that drinking up to how many cups of coffee a day is still safe for most humans, adult humans. Need an answer. Three, two, one.
10, which is a lot. 10 but I think cups it was of coffee. 10.
All right. Let's go ahead.
That's why she's cheating.
Are you cheating?
No.
Oh,
man. I thought it was a happy story yesterday.
Oh, man. All right. She said she heard one of the stories yesterday, and one of them she did answer pretty quickly. Allie, don't say anything else, Allie. All I will say is that you're battling Reba. Reba claims she's not cheating. We go to question number one.
Okay.
Tropical storm by what name is currently churning in the Gulf?
Best name for a tropical storm, Bertha.
Okay, she got that as well. It is a great name. Had this storm had any other name?
Why don't they all have these names?
I don't think people will be talking about it, but Big Bertha is a tropical storm for now, but who knows what happens. We'll keep an eye on Bertha, said by no one ever. We go to question number...
You do have to keep an eye on her. It's hard not to.
We go to question number two. She's on the board, 1-1 after one. We go to question two. 74 years later, what was just found at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean?
Oh, okay. I briefly saw this, but I'm not... Is it an airplane? Is it like a...
All right, she said shipwreck. But the correct answer
is... I think it's an airplane that was missing.
Pan Am airplane that went into the ocean off of, I think it was Puerto Rico, 74 years ago. There were some survivors from that flight, but they had just found the plane. Still in there. It's amazing. Still found the...
waterlogged or what?
Found the plane. A little bloated. A little puffy. <Okay. laughs> We go to question number three. Allie's up one now as we go to question three. 16 pounds of what was just seized at the L.A. port of entry?
16 pounds of fentanyl?
Sentinel. I'll tell you who got it right. Reba.
Bertha always gets it right.
Reba, who said monitor lizard. Monitor lizard parts from Thailand. 16 pounds of these parts were seized, and that's a big deal, supposedly.
A monitor lizard? Is that a type of lizard?
I could not speak to it because I have no idea.
Okay.
But I do know that it was seized, and it was probably all decoration for Jake's nerd hole. We go to question number four, and it's tied up again.
Oof.
Reba versus Allie. Oof. Question four. Mini moon pies. Not necessarily the world's most popular dessert, but they have a limited edition flavor that is available now for a short time. What flavor is it?
God. I guess I'll just go with pickle because...
Pickle.
Everyone's been doing pickle.
You dumb idiot.
I don't think I've ever had a moon pie.
I'll tell you what Reba said. She said peach cobbler. And I'll also tell you what is the right answer. Peach cobbler.
What? Reba knew the moon pie question?
That doesn't seem surprising. I guess that kind of makes sense. Story checks. And we go to this final question.
Allie
down one. She needs this.
Yikes.
According to the American Heart Association, just came out yesterday, adults can drink up to how many cups of coffee a day safely? They say this is the amount. If you have this many cups of coffee a day, you're still fine as an adult. They gave a number.
Three.
Okay. She guessed 10. 10's a lot. The American Heart Association said the average adult can drink up to 5 cups of coffee a day.
So what are we doing? Whoever's closest?
I hate to say it, but technically Reba wins.
What? Why? Are we just doing you're wrong? Is that what you're choosing for this last question?
Because you're wrong. Hey, Reba. You swear you didn't cheat?
I swear.
Are we just going with this then?
I'm going with it.
I'm giving this woman $100 of my money.
Every time she said she didn't cheat, I believe her less and less.
You asked her multiple times?
Yeah, the cobbler question took her a little bit of time to answer, oh. But she claims you... Hey, where were you yesterday when you claim you heard about the cobbler news?
Oh, I claimed I heard about the coffee news. I swear I heard something that said 10 cups of coffee.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't know the moon pie answer, but I saw another fast food that was like a peach flavor. I think it was like Chick-fil-A or somebody else has some new shake thing that's peach. So I just guessed that.
You just guessed peach cobbler?
Who just guesses peach cobbler?
Listen, she wins your money, Allie. I don't know what to say. It is what it is, and congratulations. Okay. And Allie, what must you shamefully admit over the airwaves of K-Rock?
My name is Allie, and Reba sort of knows the news, even though she probably cheated.
Hey, Reba, congratulations. $100 is yours. Hold on 1 second so Allie can pay you that money. And get ready for salty Allie taking over the show next. K-Rock, we are Klein Allie's show. Good news, Allie. All of the lettuce is being purchased right now for Roulettes.
Great.
Johnny says that they were in the process of marking them all down at the
store.
So that means that the lettuce that no one wants from Taylor Farms, because it's making people super sick.
I don't think anyone is eating lettuce, period, right now.
He said that they were just restamping it with the discounted. So I don't know what we got these for, but we will be eating it a little bit later as we spin the wheel of Roulettes. It is the world's greatest gamble.
I think when you're always consuming lettuce and salad products, it's important to take the ones that are bagged and discounted. Those are definitely the ones that'll be the most helpful.
Rumor report claims that today may be the day LeBron James announces which team he'll be playing for next year that will not be the Los Angeles Lakers. Every other team, supposedly, he could be playing for. And so at any given moment, the show could be interrupted with a big announcement when LeBron James makes his announcement. Now, I know you don't probably care, and I think a lot of people hate the fact that it's all about LeBron, LeBron, LeBron. And the reality is, since he's not going to be playing in L.A., there's a chance he ends up a Clipper, but I highly doubt it. I still think there's a chance he announces he's back with the Lakers again, but people think I'm crazy.
Well, you have a substantial bet going on with Jake over that, don't
what
you?
What was the bet?
I think it was like a $2,000.
No way. That sounds about right. It was $2,000. What are you talking about? I think it was a to be determined later, and it was never determined later.
I think it was either like $50 or like 3 pizzas.
Oh, hold on.
I think it was a few pizzas.
Well, the announcement is coming through right now, guys.
I just wanted to let you all know that I decided I will be moving to Northern California to become a chef so that I have a chance at dating Vanessa.
Oh. Vanessa, congratulations.
LeBron, he has a wife.
Didn't the last chef you were with have someone, too?
And Vanessa ain't no homewrecker.
I thought the last chef you were sleeping with had a side piece, had like a girlfriend or something.
Without me knowing.
Oh.
Oh.
This is so
hard. I love this. Let's share more.
Okay.
Who's a fan?
Don't blame me. Blame LeBron. He said it.
Got it.
If you don't want to go wait at the movies and pay all that money to see the film that everyone's talking about, The Odyssey, don't worry about it, because we have someone recreating the biggest scenes from the movie. She's our resident movie buff, and her name is Moist Joyce, and that will be next on KROQ. Are you one of the many people that has spent millions and millions of dollars to watch a movie that people are calling a cinematic masterpiece? Of course, talking about The Odyssey, which is in theaters now, and theaters are saying that they're making so much money that they're opening up screenings at 6 a.m., and those screenings are selling out, and people are supposedly reselling tickets to this movie. They're buying them and scalping tickets to this movie for like over $100.
And people are getting scammed too and buying fake tickets to this movie. So which I didn't even think you could get scammed buying a regular ass movie ticket anymore.
We're going to save you all the trouble, and we're going to save you 3 hours plus of your life right now by having our very own resident movie buff, Moist Joyce, who spends a lot of time in movie theaters, usually just for the air conditioning. She's going to recreate some of the iconic scenes from the movie, and I believe, and I don't want to put words in Christopher Nolan's mouth, but I believe that this is how he would want you to experience this masterpiece.
Well, he did also say that though it is a historical story, he modernized it for the 2026 audience.
Right, so we are going to modernize it again right now, and
Moist
here
Joyce.
We go. This is Moist Joyce giving you a scene from The Odyssey.
Oh, I wish I could pull your skin over your head and turn you into a pig. That was the best part.
So that was one scene. But if you're not feeling like satisfied, like maybe you didn't feel like you still saw it because you want to be a part of the conversation, here's another scene from The Odyssey as performed by Moist Joyce.
Oh, there's the part where the Cyclops stomps and stomps and stomps on the soldiers while they're wearing their armor. He even puts them in their mouth and then spits the armor out after he eats the soldiers.
All right, reenact that. This was sound effects.
That's Cyclops. The girl that takes the pig, turns him into pigs and squeal, squeal, squeal. And then he sucks him in his mouth. Quite delicious a soldier is, except for the armor.
There you have it. It's like you've been to the film, and we've saved you the money and the time. That is Moist Joyce recreating.
I don't know about you, but I really appreciated that. I feel like I did get a glimpse into the movie now.
And I know some people will accuse us of spoiling it, but I assume that this is going to be one of those just added benefits that if you still plan on seeing it, that just made it better because you'll be like, oh, that's what she was doing.
Well, and also, I think one of the facts about the movie is that he almost... like he just barely used CGI. Everything else is real. Mm. And you can tell.
Yeah, oh, that's as authentic as it gets right there. So there you have it. The best parts of The Odyssey. And we just saved you a ton of money and a ton of time. We'll take a quick break. We're back with actual news. Then we get into a brand new hour of the show as we send you to Universal Studios Hollywood to ride the brand new Fast and Furious roller coaster there and much more after this on K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Get into some ADD news. Then a brand new hour of the show will begin. That's the hour we get you into Universal Studios, Hollywood, brand new ride. You're one of the first people on the planet to ride the new Fast and Furious roller coaster. And then we get you into that festival. That's right. Listen to everything that happens on the show today. Could all be answers to questions in the Klein Alley Shoshin Way quiz at the end of the show. Chance for you to win your way into the Ocean Way Festival in Santa Monica. If you're just joining us, new to the show, or have maybe just coming back after taking some time off this summer, you may not be aware of the fact that Allie is pregnant. She's been impregnated, and it was a group effort. A lot of us put in time and effort, injected her, gave her stakes, a bunch of different things, and she got the progesterone and the IVF, and it was a success story and a lot of emotional ups and downs. But the best part about all of this, I think, Allie, is that now we get to talk to your baby who's growing inside of you.
Oh, my God.
And if you could hold the microphone.
We don't even have time for this, but
hold the mic down there.
Could you put the mic there? If not, Omar can just boost the levels.
Yeah, let me go ahead. Okay, it's down there. Now what?
Okay, good job.
Thanks
for following orders.
Thank you. Jesus. Is this Allie's unborn baby in there?
I hope my mommy is about to do the news again so I can take a nap.
Okay.
What a bore fest.
Oh, you're in luck, kid, because here it comes.
Intelligent kid.
He knows exactly.
Is this just everything you've ever wanted to say about me? And you're just putting it in lines for my baby to say?
I'm not saying
it. Why are you criticizing your baby? He can speak this young. It's great.
Genius baby.
All right. You know what? This is not my baby. This is Klein writing stupid lines and then sending them to Omar and then Omar pitching it up and putting it into the system.
You're disowning your own child?
Hold the mic down there. Let's hear your baby.
We don't have time for this.
Oh, baby's sleeping already. It must be news time. Oh, come on, baby.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
We're only going to go two stories so that you don't have time to fall asleep. How's that?
I can.
When things are not going well for your company, it's time for a rebrand. Our company has done it more than once. So have many other companies. And the next one to do this is Playboy. They're ready to start reissuing real magazines again, which is confusing because I kind of thought they were already doing this. But they promised that the rebrand is going to be tasteful and is going to reimagine the bunny without deviating too much from what everyone knows and loves about Playboy, which is nudity. It will be a quarterly release, but the first issue has already sold out because the first
they made three
issue. Well, it's Carol G, the Colombian singer, is on the cover,
Carol G,
I was like, cool, I'd like a copy of that.
So she's showing them?
Well, I don't think she's showing her full, you know what, let me actually see.
No, sometimes the cover model isn't in the magazine.
You know,
false advertisement.
I have fallen for this a few different times, and of course other people have as well. And even when I worked there, I would see the cover of Playboy, and I would get all excited, but whoa, she could be naked. And I'd go through those pages 50 times and said, there's not one picture of this person in here.
So the picture of her on the cover of Playboy is just the top half of her. You can't see any nudity. She's doesn't have a shirt on or a bra on, but she's just kind of laying on the floor, and as soon as it gets to her nipples, it's cut off.
That's what they call tasteful.
Right. Yeah, and then it says Carol G, women on top, which is hot. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people wanted to buy this, obviously. And then the second issue is Carolette Delevingne, and she is Like, she's kind of Donald Duck in it. Like, she has a top on, but no bottom. And Ooh. Then she's covering her vag with her hand. Which is, that's more risque. And she's smoking a cigarette.
Come on, you have a Playboy collection, don't you?
Oh, yeah. The big one. I mean, when I worked, I got a bunch of piles and piles. I think they're in the office here because I'm not allowed to keep them in my house anymore.
Oh, you're not? Because
stupid,
the kids are
stupid
what?
Daughters.
They got to be worth something.
I don't think so.
No?
I think everyone thinks they're worth stuff and they're not.
Do you think that when you get old and die and your kids, your beautiful daughters start going through your things and they realize what a pervert you are?
That's why I'm not keeping anything in my house. It's all going to go somewhere else.
Well, don't worry. We'll make sure this gets sent home.
No, do not send it home.
Along with your ashes.
Burn it. Burn it all. Cremate everything I've ever owned with me at the same time, okay? All the evidence.
Having a kid is more expensive than ever before, and it starts with just the bottles and the diapers, graduates to soccer practice, and so on and so forth. But people are spending more money than ever on their kids. In fact, rich people are now paying teams of people to help raise their kids, and they're spending $250,000 a year on this.
It's not your old school babysitting gig. Some ultra-rich parents are embracing a new way to raise kids, hire an entire team to do it for them, and the price tag is shocking. Parents are shelling out up to $250,000 on these so-called parenting teams, including up to $4,500 for potty training consultants, $80 to $450 for bike riding lessons, plus $125 an hour for someone to pack their kids' suitcases for summer camp, or a full-time travel nanny, which can cost $120,000 to $170,000 a year.
You know, the only thing that truly seems worth it to me, it would be the travel nanny. If I could afford that, the fact that you can go on vacation and just have a nanny watch your kids while you go enjoy your vacation is, like, incredible to
me.
Or
just have the nanny stay with the kid at home, and then you go on the vacation without the kid at all.
Yeah, but then you can, like, feel, I think parents feel guilty, even though they should already feel guilty for hiring an entire team.
But you could also just take
a vacation
and leave the kid with your grandma, with your mom.
Or just put the TV on.
Oh, or that.
Yeah, here's babysitter Elmo's going to watch you for the weekend.
That's
I'll see
cheap. You just got to pay $20 a month for Disney Plus.
Hey, what did they say that the bike rider is getting paid? The bike lesson?
The bike rider didn't seem to get paid much, right?
I
compared
like
to everybody else.
I'm good at that. I can teach any kid to ride a bike.
Okay, well, here, let's see.
Team to do it for them. And the price tag is shocking. Okay. Parents are shelling out.
Hold on, it was like.
Hold on, what are they getting?
Because $4,500 for potty training consultants, $80 to $450 for bike riding lessons.
$450? Make it easy. $450, the kid doesn't fall down.
Well, he said,
man.
She said $80 to $450.
Right.
That's quite a range.
I don't want to be on the low end of that. Not worth it.
Someone pays you $80 to teach their kid to ride a bike.
But isn't that one of, as parents, Klein, you know this, isn't that one of the biggest moments of the kid's life?
It is. So this kid has no relationship with their actual parents. It's a team of people. Like, part of parenting is bonding with your kid.
Right.
Yeah. Did I have to hire someone to build the bike? Sure. But then I taught them how to ride it.
I mean, if you would have built it, it would have fallen apart.
Oh, yeah, that would have been a disaster. Allie, what have you found has been the most unexpected expense of having a child? Like something you're like, I knew that so-and-so would cost money or this would cost money or buying an extra plane. But like you're like, this part I didn't factor in just how expensive it is. Is it the babysitters every time you want to do anything? Is it the, I'll tell you, for me, I completely underestimated how much money I would be spending on snacks. It's like nonstop, bottomless pit
of just
buying
snacks. You know, I think
it's
the little things. It's like every time I go to the grocery store and I bring him, there's a treat. Every time we go to Target, we can't leave without something. I mean, we can. It's my weakness.
If
but
the kid
it's
has
like
a tantrum.
The little things of like constantly, hey, let's get a new puzzle. Hey, let's get a new micro machine. Hey, let's get a new this. And it's just like over time. Yeah, but he's a very well behaved kid. So it's like, you know, he's my little buddy. So he gets a little $1.50 Hot Wheels every now and again.
Oma,
but it adds
been,
up.
What has been the most unexpected expense of having a child?
Oh, man.
Activities? I feel like those got real pricey.
You know what? The other one is food waste. That was the one that I was really like, well, I'm going to make you this quesadilla. You're going to have one bite of it and throw it in the trash.
Yep.
And I used to save it at first. I was like, I'm going to save everything. Oh. And then I just had little pieces of like quesadilla and dino nuggets. And now I'm like, I just.
You know, Allie, it's funny you say that because we just went on vacation and I made it a point for we would only order two entrees because I know my kids don't eat that much.
Two for the family.
Two for the family. Yep, that's it. And my wife's not a big eater, too. And then I was satisfied completely just with two entrees for a family of four.
And then do you feel like you need to change your order to get something that your kids would also eat?
I did, but not very much. For the most part, my kids are open to anything. They just eat very small amounts.
See, here's what Fat Allie's doing. I order something for myself, and then I order something for him that I know I will like.
Oh, smart.
So I'll eat my food, and then I know when he doesn't finish his, I'll eat his basket of fries.
Yum, yum.
This is why we love the return of Fat Alley, baby.
Yeah.
If you want to make Alley fat again, Hat, why don't you call us right now? 20th caller. You get a limited edition Klein Alley Show. Make Alley fat again, Maffa hat, to show your friends and family and relatives that you are also on board with Alley getting all fat again. And call now for that. We get into a brand new hour of the show.